Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran at the 40th Annual Banff Pork Seminar. My guest is Michelle Payne Canoper, the principal with Cause Matters Corporation based out of Indiana. Thanks for joining us, Michelle.
Well, thanks for having me.
As part of the 2011 Banff Pork Seminar, you discussed responding to the rhetoric. First of all, where is the rhetoric actually coming from, and what is being said?
The rhetoric that we're seeing clearly across agriculture, whether it's here in Canada or in the United States, is coming from a variety of different anti-agriculture activist groups. So whether it's the Humane Society, PETA, Greenpeace, Sierra Club, Farm Sanctuary, there's a wide variety of different groups, and I'm sure in each of the provinces you also have groups that are working against you as well.
Who actually is speaking on behalf of agriculture, and how effective are they in actually getting their message out?
Well, my hope is that the farmers and people in agribusiness are speaking on behalf of agriculture, as well, of course, as the commodity groups. But really what my message today centered on is that each individual needs to take 1 hour once a week to speak out and tell their agriculture story, whether it's at Tim Hortons, whether it's on Facebook, or whether it's in their church parking lot, just to share with people about why they chose to be a part of farming and why it's important to them.
Why is it so important for farmers to tell their story? Who actually needs to be involved? Who do they need to actually be targeting, and why?
Well, the reality is that each individual involved in agriculture has to be telling their story, because if they're not, you need to face the reality that we have a wide variety of different groups that are more than happy to speak on your behalf and to share what you are doing as far as animal abuse, environmental injustices, and whatnot. So what I encourage individuals to do is to consider who will influence your future, consider what's important to them, and then find ways to connect with them on their terms, rather than just connecting on agriculture's terms, really looking at it from an other's perspective. So perhaps you want to focus on school children, maybe it's elected officials, or perhaps it's your extended family members who don't understand what's happening on a farm today.
What are the key messages producers need to tell, and how do they need to get that message out?
I'd say the key messages that producers need to tell certainly can be found with some of the different groups, such as the Manitoba and the Saskatchewan pork organizations, as well as some of the different national organizations. But most importantly, it's just about talking about your own story, about what's happening on the farm, and realizing that only a minority of folks are involved in farming in Canada. So helping people understand that the minority can have a significant voice. And there's different ways to do that, from personal conversations to Facebook status updates to Twitter's feeds, and engaging in some of those conversations as well.
What is the significance of social media?
Social media is huge in the advocacy arena today. The reality that we need to accept is that when you look at activist groups, groups like the Humane Society of the United States has actually increased their Twitter following 70-fold, and that it is a robust area where we can get our message out. Facebook, for example, has 550 million people on it. Most people in their postal codes couldn't even reach 550 million people. It ranks as the third largest country. It's a huge opportunity to get out of your own zip code.
What do consumers actually need to be aware of and thinking about as they receive these messages, and why?
Consumers need to be aware that farmers do everything in their power to best care for their land and their animals and provide safe food. They also need to know the human values behind it, and farmers need to be responsible for clearly illustrating what they do on a daily basis and relate from a human to human.
From a consumer perspective, how do consumers separate the rhetoric from the truth?
Easy answer to that is to talk to a farmer.
Anything to add?
No, thanks for having me. It sure has been fun, and I enjoy working with pork farmers here in Canada as well in the States. So if you have any questions, just go to causematters.com.
Our guest has been Michelle Payne Canoper, the principal with Indiana-based Cause Matters Corporation. At the 2011 Banff Pork Seminar for Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.